Good afternoon, Carmel. This is JC Wolf. It is currently 4:37, which means it is time for my show Side Stage. But after a couple of songs, we'll get back to the show and I will be talking to you about a band that you may have never heard of before. Walk by the magazines, sitting on the rack at the CES. That was Dirty Little Secret by All American Rejects. Welcome back to my show, Side Stage. I am JC Wolf, like I mentioned earlier. And if you're new to my show, well, you might be because this is only the second week that it's been on. But if you were listening last week, thank you so much for tuning in again. And for those that haven't, that didn't listen last week, let me just tell you a little bit about my show. So basically, my show, Side Stage, I talk about undiscovered artists that necessarily aren't that big. They're in a local scene. They're smaller, just small local bands that many people haven't heard of. They're trying to get out there. Obviously, I've heard of them. I'm featuring them on my show. I'm just trying to get the word out about their band and their music, hopefully to give the band some more fans, hopefully give the people listening maybe help them find a new favorite band that they like to see and actually can afford their concert tickets to go see them live. And basically, that's just the little synopsis of my show. And today on my show, I will be featuring Marina City. And those who listened last week, you might be thinking, oh, Marina City, I've heard of them, actually. Yeah, I did feature them last time on my show, but last week was also when the tornado warnings were going off, and funny story, I was listening back to my show in class on Thursday, and I was like, okay, yes, maybe I can find some good segments. I knew I had some good stories in there. Maybe we can pick some out and play them for our show that we have on Fridays. And while listening back, I just heard tornado warning after tornado warning, and it cut over a lot of my great stories I had to say about Marina City. So this week, I'm just gonna reiterate some important points that may have not been heard to those who are listening. So yes, that is why I'm doing Marina City again. And instead of playing Marina City right now, I'm going to play some of their influences that they have, some artists that have influenced them in some of their music. One being Fall Out Boy. And this is I Don't Care by Fall Out Boy. It just feels so good. You're listening to Side Stage here on WHJE 91.3. I am JC Wolf. And those three bands that you just heard, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, and Paramore, were all major influences on the band that we're talking about today, Marina City. Now, out of all those three songs, you would say they're kind of like pop punk, kind of rockish, and almost theatrical in a way. That is kind of the style that Marina City has. And just to let you hear a little bit about Marina City, I'm going to play the song Lost Boys for you. It's the one that I feel the most, you can hear the influence of in the sound of where they got the influence from Paramore and Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy. Definitely, it's one of their most like theatrical songs. Not really theatrical, but like in a sense it is. Like, just take a listen for yourself.
was never built like you. Maybe I'm broken, but I was never built like you. Maybe I'm broken, but I was never built like you. Maybe I'm broken, but
all right. Did you guys hear that at all? I don't know. I definitely heard a lot of Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco definitely in there. And then definitely similarity in vocal from Paramore of Hayley Williams from Paramore and Ryan, who is actually the lead singer. I definitely forgot. You guys probably don't even know who's in Marina City. Well, let me just tell you who is actually in Marina City. There are six guys. Lead vocalist, Ryan, Matt, who plays keyboard and also is backup vocals, Eric, who plays drums, Aaron, who plays the bass, Brian, who plays guitar and also backup vocals, and Toter, who plays guitar. Now, I'm just going to play a little promo for you and maybe another song, and then we'll get back to Marina City, another song that you can tell that has been influenced by other artists. Here just in a couple of minutes. All right, and that was Marina City. That song was called The Haunting, featured off of their EP called Wonderlust. All right, and just in a minute, I'm going to play you another one of my favorite songs by Marina City that actually has a pretty great backstory behind it. I'll tell a little bit after I play the song. The song is called Alley Capital Masquerade. It's on their other EP called Chimera, and I'm going to play that for you here just in a second. Make sure you stay tuned to 91.3 WHJE so you can hear the story afterwards.
She says, boy, you're just the one that I need, the only one that will sacrifice for the dream.
Oh, boy.
Saw you from across the room. Oh, you got that one thing that will make me move.
She said, put your trust in me. I'm making dream a reality.
Her tongue was sharp as a knife, but her talk was cheap, so I bought every line.
Her face
lives behind a mask, hiding all the little secrets that she has.
She said, put your trust in me, I'll make your dream a reality.
Did you come here to watch me fall apart? Well, I am sorry to disappoint you. I've been broken from the start, so I'll be there for me. Cause baby, it's only up from here. And this time, I'm not going home. On top of everything that I believe, but my hands hang on her hips while her hands are in my back pocket.
She said, put your trust in me, I'll make your dream a reality.
If you come here to watch me fall apart, then I am sorry to disappoint you. I am broken from the start. My guns with wistful bullets that would expose you to everyone. How you're on top of the city, how you live so freely. But don't you worry, I'll drag you to the hell you made me.
here, and this time I'm not going home with. Just the one that I need.
All right, and that song that you just heard there is Alley Capital Masquerade by Marina City. And as I promised you before the song, I was going to tell you the backstory behind that song. It's actually pretty incredible. All right. It's better if you actually hear it from them, but since they're not here, you're going to have to settle for me telling the story. All right, here it goes. A couple of years ago, Marina City had met a music producer, or at least they thought they had met a music producer, and that said music producer said that they could help Marina City become famous and record an album in a professional studio where many well-known artists have before. Now, Marina City felt that this was fate and didn't even second-guess it. They were like, heck yeah, let's go out to, I believe it was L.A., it was somewhere far away from Chicago. If my memory is correct, it's L.A. or somewhere in California. And they wanted to go out there so they could get their music out there and become famous. But unfortunately, when they showed up, the so-called record producer had scammed them out of all of their money and left them stranded. They had no way of getting back home because they gave all their money to the fake producer so they could have their dreams come true. But it was quickly turned into a nightmare for them. They decided to try to earn some money by performing on the sidewalk so they could make enough money to get back home to Chicago. Now, it took them some time, but eventually Marina City did in fact make it back home safe and have come a long, long way from where they were. Just in this past year, they have accomplished so many great things. Just to name a few, they have been featured in articles and magazines written by MTV, Alternative Press. They have won an award for Band of the Year by Chicago Nightlife Awards. They've got the chance to work with record producer John Feldman, who has also worked with artists such as All Time Low, 5 Seconds of Summer, Good Charlotte, The Used, and many, many more. They have they were also competing against 10,000 other bands in the Ernie Ball's Battle of the Bands contest, and they actually won, and they got to perform 2 weeks on the Warped Tour. Basically, if you don't know what Warped Tour is, it's this big music festival tour that goes around the United States for about 2 months during the summer. And all these big bands and maybe smaller bands get to play and get their music out to the states that they go to. And it's a lot of bigger bands that were on Warped Tour this year is like State Champs, The Story So Far. Good Charlotte was on for a couple of dates. I know Less Than Jake, Sleeping with Sirens. A lot of actually artists that have influenced Marina City were at Warped Tour the same time as they were, so that was pretty cool for them. I know that I've heard from them. I actually got to see them this last Sunday when they got to perform with Drake Bell at the Emerson Theater in downtown Indy. So that happened just like 3 days ago. They got to play with Drake Bell. Yes, the Drake Bell from Drake and Josh, all of our favorite childhood TV shows. The Drake Bell. It was so great. They did awesome. They were happy to be in Indiana. They say all the time that Indiana is like a second home to them. And it was just great to see them again. I'm going to stop talking for a while, but I'm going to play you some more songs by Marina City and hope you enjoy. That was The Rise and Fall of You by Marina City. And funny thing, they just tweeted asking, what are your favorite lyrics from us? I commented saying, I used to hold her close, but now I just weigh her down. That is my absolute favorite lyric from my favorite song by Marina City. And I'm going to play it for you here on WHJE 91.3. The song is called I Can't Love You. And of course, it is still by Marina City.
Oh,
You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. Also tuned in to Side Stage, my show. I am the host, JC Wolf. That was Thanks for the Memories, apparently a remix. I've never heard that remix before. I had no idea that it was a remix. I thought I was just playing the regular Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy. But I don't know. I kind of like that remix. And that, wow, what are words? Just to reiterate, that was another band that has heavily influenced Marina City and their style, like I've said throughout my whole show, which I'm sure you guys have got the point now, but I just needed to tell you that. All right, and throughout my show, you've heard a lot of upbeat, more of the upbeat, uplifted songs that aren't really too serious. But I'm going to change that up, and I'm going to play you one of Marina City's slower songs. They actually opened up with this song on Sunday night, which was weird. They never really opened up with a slower song, but they did for this show when they played with Drake Bell. They opened up with the song When You Left Me, and I'm going to play that for you here on 91.3 WHJE. Again, that was When You Left Me by Marina City. If you guys ever get the chance to see Marina City live, definitely do it. They are a phenomenal band that puts on a phenomenal show, and they sound exactly as they do on their records. Like, no, they don't need to lip sync or anything or, like, fake it. They are so genuine and real. When you go to their show, you have the best time of your life. I know. I've seen them, I believe, 7 times now. And every single time, they're so great. And I love them. On Sunday, when they played with Drake Bell, when they saw me, they all said hi to me. Like, they recognized me. And it's so great. And, like, they're definitely not afraid to come and talk to you. And it's, I don't know. I went with my friend Jordan. She's actually listening right now. Thanks, Jordan, for listening. I know my parents are listening as well. Thanks, guys, for supporting me. And thanks for supporting me, supporting other bands, basically. But yeah. And another, one of the shows that really stuck out to me that I went to, I know I'm kind of like everywhere right now, but one of the shows that really stuck out to me was this past April, Marina City traveled to 5 different cities to 5 different studios to record their live EP called Lost Doesn't Mean Alone. It recently just came out and people got their physical copies of it. I haven't gotten one yet, but I'm working on it. So hopefully if I ever feature Marina City again for a 3rd time, I'll play it for you. But yes, it was in April when they came to the cities and recorded this live acoustic EP. They actually got to work with vocalist of the band Chiodos, Craig Owens. I don't know if that name sounds familiar to any of you, but he's also worked with a couple other bigger bands, and I can't recall any of them right now, but if you look up Craig Owens, I'm sure you could find out more about him. And at that show, it was so great. They made us feel super comfortable, and they were like, don't be afraid to make noise even though we're recording. Like, we want it to feel like it's natural, and, like, we want you to, like, sneeze, move around, and cough and all that, and it was super great. Like, so we weren't afraid to, like, dance and sing along with the songs, and I'm sure you can probably hear people singing along on the CD. And I haven't heard it yet, so I still need to listen to it to see if it's actually like that. But yeah, and they're coming out with videos on YouTube showing their days throughout that. And so you can find actually more information about it at marinacityband.com and more about the actual band members, and follow their Twitters and keep up to date with them if you like their music, you like them, you want to learn more about them, whatever you want to do. And, ooh, I just remembered at that show, actually, when they came to Indiana to record that live EP, they actually helped me ask Jordan, my friend, to prom, which was super great. I have it on video. I wish I could play it for you, but my phone's about to die. But yeah, I just thought I'd share that. And they're really genuine, nice guys, and I'm glad that they could help me. I'm going to play a different song for you right now, just to get a different feel of what we actually play on the station. I'm going to play Smooth Sailing by Queens of the Stone Age, and I'll be back to talk more about Marina City with you in a bit. Alright, that was Midnight City by M83. Some last minute things about Marina City that you may have not known. There are 6 members: Ryan, Matt, Eric, Aaron, Brian, and Toter. They are originally from Chicago, Illinois, and have been a band since 2012. Their upcoming show is September 18th at Riot Fest in Chicago, Illinois. More information can be found at marinacityband.com. Thanks for tuning in to Side Stage, and make sure to tune in next week on 91.3 FM.